High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports. John Hegarty with the expert analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unish.
And from the Unidome here on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa, we welcome you in to high school playoff football, Class 3A state semifinals getting ready to come your way tonight, as it will be the Xavier Saints taking on the Solon Spartans. And good evening, everyone. A little bit late, but we're ready to go. Scott Unash alongside Coach John Hegarty, as we get ready for the anticipated battle that we were looking forward to all year, John. 11-0 Solon unbeaten, 11-0 Xavier unbeaten, and they meet up here at the Unidome.
Yeah, everybody's been expecting this one for a long time, I dare say, going back all the way to non-district games in week one and week two. Everybody knew that Xavier was going to have a formidable team coming in. Not everybody thought Solon was going to be here, though, Scott. So hats off to Kevin Miller and his staff, because they believed they could get here, and they're ready to make a lot of noise tonight here if they can.
Well, we just saw an offensive show as Pella defeated Harlan, held on 41-39. Don't think we're going to see those fireworks in this particular ball game, because you've got two of the best defenses in the state of Iowa. In fact, you have the best defense in the state of Iowa for the Solon Spartans. They've given up 5 touchdowns in 11 games so far this year. 3.4 points per game is all Solon is surrendering, I should say. And we're going to get a chance to see them here tonight.
Just a phenomenal defense. You can't really get statistically much better than that over this long season that they have had to this point. And so it's going to be very exciting for an old defensive coordinator like myself. I can't wait to see Solon's defense. But on the other side of that ledger, Sir Dwayne Schulte, who is going to be calling plays for Xavier, I think he's going to have to dip into every trick that the bags he's had through the years, see whatever he can come up with to try and score on these Spartans.
Not that the your defense is anything to be dismissed. Saints giving up only 8.4 points per ball game, and you got two teams that have been in the playoffs many, many times. 28 times for the Solon Spartans. They're 54-22. Of course, they won state championships 2007, 2008, 2009 in 2A, won the 3A crown in 2010, and won the 2A crown in 1988. Xavier, of course, won the 4A championship back in 2006. And we were trying to figure out if we've had this before, John. We may have, but it's been a while. We've got two coaches' sons that are quarterbacks in this game tonight. You've got, for the Xavier Saints, of course, Quinn Schulte, and you've got Cam Miller for the Solon Spartans.
Well, and that makes it doubly exciting for the head coaches. Also doubly nervous for them and their mothers, of course, who are going to be watching this intently tonight, too. So, yeah, that's an added factor. There's some great things about that, too, though, Scott, and that is that these guys and their fathers, they'll be able to read each other's minds tonight. Sometimes maybe just a little look or a glance or a hand signal can communicate things that none of the rest of us are privy to.
This is going to be a game that's going to be predicated on field position, I believe, turnovers. Which team holds onto the football is going to have an advantage, and that has been Solon's forte this year along with defense. And Spartans have takeaways this year. 16 interceptions and 6 touchdowns on the defensive side of the football this year. Just unbelievable numbers.
And that gives you so much confidence going into a game like this, Scott. But let me throw one other thing into that mix, and that is special teams play. Xavier's punt return team could come up huge tonight if they could run one back, which they have done many, many times this season, or maybe more importantly and more realistically, just get good field position for Xavier. Has Solon been practicing that wall punt return all week long? I got to think that Kevin Miller has got his special teams on the punt side of it, just seeing those returns to one side of the field or the other in their sleep.
Xavier and Solon both 11-0. The winner will get Pella, the Dutch, with a 41-39 victory over Harlan a little bit earlier on tonight in a game that took 3 hours, if you're wondering why we're on so late here tonight. This game was scheduled to get underway at 8:20, and it's going to get underway at about 9:15.
And if you weren't privy to anything about that previous game, understand that in the about a minute before halftime, it was a 35-0 score in favor of Pella, and we thought we were going to see a continuous clock in the second half. Foolish us.
Foolish us indeed, but we will get this game underway. Our high school football coverage, as always, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM as we welcome you in on 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, the North and South gyms in Cedar Rapids and in Iowa City. And, of course, coming your way here on the True North pregame show as we get ready to get things underway here from the Unidome for the 2017 second of the Class 3A state semifinals. Both these teams were district champions this year. John Kevin Miller, 16th year at Solon, and overall his 19th year, 176 victories. He's got 168 of those at Solon. And for Dwayne Schulte, 24th year overall, Dwayne in his 17th year at Xavier, and making his 16th appearance for the Saints. And as we mentioned, both of these schools have won state championships in the past. And you got a lot of similarities, like Jeff Johnson talked about in his piece in the Gazette this morning, between these two teams. Solon has kind of patterned themselves as they have made the move to 3A after Cedar Rapids Xavier.
Well, they want to run the ball, that's for sure. You don't take a lot of high-risk, crazy types of plays that can result in turnovers. Let your defense and your special teams take care of field position and just grind it down people's throat. The nice thing that Kevin Miller had coming back this year is several returning starters on the offensive line, and they've done nothing but get better as this year has gone on and brought the underclassmen along with them. So it's a big offensive line for Solon, an experienced offensive line, and one that he knows he can hang his hat on in terms of rushing attack.
The Xavier Saints averaging 310 yards per game as far as offense is concerned, giving up only 170 for Solon, 372 yards of total offense they average, and the Spartans very stingy defensively, 137 yards. That is it per game. Solon is only giving up 64 yards a game. And Xavier, as we know, they've run in the postseason. That may be one of the keys to this contest tonight.
Absolutely. The line, it'll be decided in the trenches, of course. That's always one of the big keys to the game, especially when you have the emphasis on line play that both of these schools traditionally have. But in addition to that, I know that Dwayne Schulte is going to come out tonight, and he is going to be probing for weaknesses if he can find any. Good luck finding them, first of all. But he's going to try and see if he can get the corner turned on this Solon defense. He loves seeing testing defenses with toss sweep. He loves quarterback sweep where everybody's out there blocking on the run. And if he can get that corner turned, that'll be one of the first big things he's trying to see, because he's a big scratch where it itches sort of guy when it comes to offensive play.
Third meeting overall between Xavier and Solon. They were in the same district in 2014 and 2015. Xavier won both of those games, 28-0 in 2014, and then out at Spartan Stadium, Xavier held on to win 22-19. And when they made the districts, Xavier went from 4A to 3A. A lot of people anticipated a lot of meetings between Solon and Xavier in the playoffs. This is the first one we're going to get.
I'm laughing because you're right. Everybody just assumed that somewhere, and it probably was usually going to be at the Unidome, these two teams would butt heads. But, yeah, we finally get to see it.
Xavier is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Solon will be the home team. That is determined by the alphabet. They're going with the team highest in the alphabet, the school highest in the alphabet. They are determined to be the home team in this one. So S comes before X, and that's why Solon will be wearing their all black uniforms with the orange numbers tonight and the black helmets. Xavier Saints in their white jerseys with the navy blue numbers and the silver pants and also the silver helmets as both teams make their way out onto the field here on the True North pregame show. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. We'll do that here in just a little bit as they're going to have the national anthem sung before this game. They do that ahead of every particular ball game here in the semifinals and I believe in the finals as well. And we don't differentiate from tradition, right, John?
That's right. There'll be a little video welcome that will precede that national anthem. And one other note, just for those of you that are listeners to all of our broadcasts, and that is that we will not have any sideline reports tonight because that ability is taken away from us by the Iowa High School Athletic Association once we get to the Unidome.
We'll work on that with Chris Cuellar coming up here very, very soon. Xavier and Solon, 2-11-0s, getting ready to come at it here tonight at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Braden Stovey has been terrific as of late. You got two teams that are stacked with runners. Braden Stovey, 833 yards. Quinn Schulte, 765 yards for Xavier. And for the Solon Spartans, Hunter Kula, 855 yards. Kendrick Harris, 831 yards so far. And two very, very accurate quarterbacks as we get the production from the Iowa, from the Iowa Farm Bureau. That'll be coming up, followed by the national anthem here in just a little bit as we come your way from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Great crowd on hand. A lot of orange underneath us here on the near side, John. On the east stands, a lot of orange for Solon and the navy blue of Xavier across the way with a very good representation as well. As we get closer and closer to the singing of our national anthem, it's going to be a soloist, and we will try to pick that up with crowd mic coming up here in just a little bit as we get ready for this 3A state semifinal between Xavier and the Solon Spartans here tonight as Xavier once again making their way to the Unidome here in Cedar Falls, and Solon making their way here in Class 3A. For the Spartans, I believe, for the first time since they won that state championship back 7 years ago. As everyone now waiting, and we will get the national anthem for you coming up here in just a couple of moments. Back with you tomorrow with Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle. It'll be Iowa City West taking on Bettendorf in a 4A state semifinal tomorrow. 3:45 in all three of our frequencies coming up tomorrow. And right now we are going to honor America with the singing of our national anthem. It'll be done by a soloist. And we will join the public address here at the Unidome.
With first responders who have made sacrifices, sometimes in vain, to protect our liberties and safety. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Bella Boche. Bella is Solon's top choir, compromise of 65 audition students. Bella Boche from the Solon High School Music Department performed tonight's national anthem.
Cedar Falls. And John, how about some of the keys as we get ready for the much anticipated Solon Xavier battle tonight?
Well, first of all, you've got to think that this is going to be a tightly contested game and not a lot of points are going to be scored. So field position is going to be crucial. Valuing every possession, can you scratch out a way to continue to keep moving those sticks? Well, now it comes down to your offensive line. Whose line is going to dominate in the trenches? That's a big one. If there's a turnover in this game tonight, even one turnover, Scott, it could be huge. The other big thing in my mind is special teams. And specifically, is Solon going to have an answer for when they punt the ball away to that punt return team of Xavier? Are they going to kick it out of bounds? That's what happened last week at the end of the Assumption game. Assumption had two returned for touchdowns and then finally threw up their hands and said, no mas, we're going to kick it out of bounds every time we punt. Is Solon going to have an answer for that? Are they going to kick it out of bounds? Because you can never rep it up in practice the way that you can see it in a game. So I think special teams play and turnovers, those are the two big factors for me tonight in this game, Scott.
High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, coming your way a little bit late, but ready to go for Solon and Xavier. Let's give you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups on offense for the visiting Xavier Saints. Gabe Lux at one wideout, 5'9", 160-pound senior. The other wideout will be Jack Scott, 6'3", 190, and a senior. Across the front line, Ethan Brown at left tackle, 6'4", 245, senior. Left guard, Wyatt Johnson, 6'2", 215, and a junior. Tim Glaboker at center. He is a 5'11", 225-pound senior. The right guard, John Draker, 6'2", 225, and a senior. And the right tackle, Josh Volk, 6'4", 290, and a sophomore. The tight end, Jacob Hines, caught a touchdown pass last week, 6'2", 205, and a senior. Starting quarterback is Quinn Schulte, 6'1", 185, and a junior. And the running back will be Braden Stobie, 6 foot, 165 pounds. Stobie, a junior. And the fullback will be Joey Drahazel, 5'9", 185, and a senior. Your starting lineup for the Xavier offense. For the Solon offense, they will go with the wideouts. A.J. Coons, number 81, the 6'3", 180-pound sophomore. Ben Crutsfield, the 5'9", 165-pound junior. Running backs for Solon, we'll see a bunch of them. Kendrick Harris, 6 foot, 185 pounds, and a senior. We'll see Hunter Kula back there as well for Solon. We'll also see Peyton Bandy in there, 6'2", 180 pounds, and a senior. As Solon has won the toss, I believe they are going to receive. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
So they will take and get the football first here tonight. Up front for Solon. Left tackle, Cale Altman, 5'10", 185, and a junior. Left guard, Joe Krall, 5'10", 210, and a senior. Tyler Lindebaum, the All-American, 6'3", 250-pound center. Rocky Lensing at right guard, 5'10", 205. Zach Wegman, 6'1", 215, at right tackle. And Solon, not as many numbers as Xavier, John. We'll see if that's going to be a factor in this game as well.
Might be. There's so many players on the Xavier sideline. Of course, they brought up their freshmen and their sophomores as well, but yeah, definite number advantage in terms of just the sheer bodies out on the field.
We are set to go. Xavier will kick it away. Ben Conrad will get ready to kick it off for the Saints. And back date for the Solon Spartans will be Kendrick Harris. He'll be lined up in the middle for the Spartans. As good crowd on hand, everybody rising to their feet. Xavier will kick it off from right to left. They'll defend the north end zone here for the first quarter. Kendrick Harris at about the 3-yard line. Conrad with the approach, and we are underway. This 3A semifinal. Harris under at the 5-yard line. Comes right, 10, gets to 15, a little bit of a hole, gets stood up at the 20, bounces off a tackler, and to the 25-yard line. We got an injured Saint and a big recipient of a big hit.
That was a massive collision of epic proportions. And this young man, well, I'll get a number for you in a second, is down flat on his back with his helmet off, and I think he might have left consciousness for just a short time.
Yeah, but I think he is back up. He is kind of laid and rolled over onto his side.
That was a massive collision.
20 yards on that return. And it will be first down coming up. But again, everybody's attention now on the field at about the 18-yard line.
Trainers out there immediately. But this is going to produce a stoppage, Scott. I don't think that this is going to be something that we're going to just carry right on for. And trainers out there, several people attending to him right now. And now the Solon offense being called over to the sideline, as the Xavier defense as well going over to their respective sideline.
Let's take a look at the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup. The Xavier defense, Cole Gert at one defensive end, 6'2", 180 pounds. Drew Tice, 6'3", 240 pounds. Kyle Krizik, 6'4", 225. Jacob Hines, 6'2", 205 pounds. Terrific linebackers. Jack Lemke, 6'2", 205, and a senior. McLean Berger in the middle, 6'3", 190, and a senior. And Ethan Herkett, 6'2", 225-pound sophomore. on the right side. Also, Bo Van Berkom, he kind of is that H hybrid back. Had an interception against Assumption last week. 5'11", 165, and a senior. The D-backs, Justin Schneider, 6'1", 165, and a senior. Gabe Lux, 5'9", 160. And the safety, Quinn Schulte, at 6'1", 185, and a junior. And they're still attending to the injured Saint down below.
One of the other things that always affords us an interesting perspective when we get to the semifinals and finals for the Dome is that you got the big Jumbotron off to our left, and they are very generous in the number of replays that they will give the fans. We have not seen a replay of that kickoff return yet to this point, and I'm guessing that they must be holding on to that because that was just a brutal hit.
Tom Keating, he's making his way out right now, and Dwayne Schulte is out there as well. And again, we don't have the number of the injured player. I think Brad Stobie is also making his way out there. Xavier assistant coach. And just a horrific hit. Now, you saw it, John.
You know, it's one of those blockbuster-type plays where you've got two guys that are going almost virtually at a full head of steam into each other. There was no helmet-to-helmet contact. That's the good part. But one player did come up underneath the Xavier player and just snapped him back. And there was nothing from my vantage point that looked illegal about it or any intent to target. That's just, again, we have not seen a replay on the Jumbotron
yet. I don't
think
we will.
I don't think we're going to.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get a replay at this time. But, now they're, we don't see any medical personnel coming out. Well, now we do. Now we do. Unfortunately, they're going to have a stretcher come out here on the very first play of the game on the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
And unfortunate right there. And Solon players are down on one knee here along their sideline. And the young man's up. That's terrific to see. And the injured Saint is Christian Klein. He's a junior, 5'9", 165-pounder. But he's walking off, and that's good news. And
yeah, they were bringing the stretcher, which made it all the way down to the 30-yard line. And now they're shifting their attention over to the Xavier sideline in case he still may need some attention from the medical staff, professionals that are not on the training area.
Cam Miller, the quarterback for Solon. Kevin Miller, the head coach, former quarterback for Solon as well, state champion. As he is out here directing his son as the sophomore quarterback. And now everybody will get back to football for this first down play. Coons out to the left side. Twins coming to the near side. Bandy and Crutzfeld. They'll go with an offset eye to the right side. And Miller in the shotgun. Gets a snap on the read option. The handoff straight ahead and not much. Maybe two to about the 27-yard line. And taking it at that time was Harris. Right up the middle. Jacob Hines was there for Xavier, one of the tacklers for the Saints, and it'll be second down at about eight.
The all-black uniforms for Solon, the all-white or light jerseys and pants for Xavier. It's real easy to see the difference in the line play, and that was a total stalemate on that first rushing attempt.
Adam Bach, the fullback, offset eye to the right. Xavier showing the blitz. Here is the inside handoff, busting through Harris, breaking tackles, 35, outside to the 40, to the 45-yard line, and bulldog down right at the midfield stripe. It's going to be a pickup of 23 for the Spartans.
Harris found a nice seam off the left tackle and then did a little fancy high-stepping there to elude another tackle from an outback that was coming up to try and make it and then was finally run out of bounds over on the Xavier sideline.
Yeah, by Justin Schneider. First and 10 from the midfield stripe. They caught Xavier in the blitz that time from the outside and just ran right at the vacated spot. Coons and Bandy out to the left side. No, Bandy to the right side. Make it Crutzfeld out to the far side. On first down. Shotgun snap. Inside handoff to Harris. Right up the middle and about three before he was hit by McLean Berger, who got him up high, and Jack Lemke down low. The two linebackers combining on the stop for Xavier.
ISO fullback leading right through the A-gaps there. Just running right into the teeth, the heart of that Xavier defense.
nothing fancy so far here for Solon. Spartans with a second down and seven. Bach, offset eye to the right side. Kendrick Harris, tail to tandem again. Xavier showing blitz, and now we've got movement. And flags will fly. The play goes on, but probably should have been stopped. It's going to be a motion penalty against Kendrick Harris and Solon.
No question that one of the inside linebackers for Xavier was going right up in that A-gap. No disguising it.
First penalty of the night against Kevin Miller, Solon Spartans. Mike's on the referees tonight, so we'll try to pick that up for you.
Looked as though that was going to be a counter, Trey Scott, where the backside guard and tackle pull to the opposite side and try and lead it around there. And that's one of the reasons that you try and send somebody through that A-gap defensively, is if you can gum that up right behind the line of scrimmage, makes it very difficult for that play to develop.
Second down and 12, back in the 48-yard line. Again, offset eye to the right. Three receivers. Back to throw is Miller. Sets. Throws deep. Left side. One-on-one. And it's caught by Kuzno. Incomplete. Little bit of contact at about the 20-yard line. Quinn Schulte was right there on defense for Xavier. And it'll be third down and long. Looked like he had it for just a split second.
Yep. Sideline airing it out pass there. And the last second, the cornerback for Xavier tripped and fell. And it looked as though it was going to clear the space open for the Solon receiver to pull that in.
Third down. Miller goes to the sideline. Now he's back out there. Down to 10 on the play clock. Bandy and Crutzfield to the right side. And one receiver, A.J. Coons, to the left. Out of the shotgun, third down and 12. Four-man front for Xavier. Miller going to throw deep right sideline this time. And a leaping catch made. And inbounds. Catch made by Peyton Bandy. Defender never turned around, John. It's first down, Solon.
Well, they got a mismatch out there. Had Gabe Lux out running with a wide receiver. And Lux never turned around to see where that ball was. He had a nice, close positioning on the receiver for Solon, but he never knew that the ball was in the air or where it was as it was coming down.
That is a gain of 31 and a first down for the Spartans. Just outside the red zone, opening drive, 9:53 to play, first quarter, no score. Miller in the pistol, gets it, off the fake, rolls, throws right, and caught, but going to be a loss of about a yard as Bach made the catch, but right there making the play for Xavier, Bo Van Berkham along with Gabe Lux.
Play action off the counter, Trey, look there. Nice job of setting that up earlier with the actual run of the counter play, and now coming out and running play action off it, but Xavier right there to pick it up.
So it'll be second down and 11. Got underway about an hour late tonight due to the length of the Pella-Harlan game. In case you're wondering why we're just in the first quarter. Coons to the left side. They'll go a trips to the right this time as Bach will leave the backfield. Kendrick Harris, the lone setback right now for the Spartans. Shotgun snap. They're going to run the read option. Hand off to Harrison. Thrown down immediately. Right at the 20-yard line. The sophomore came up. Ethan Herkett. Kyle Krizik there as well as Bo Van Berkham. And it'll be third and long again. Third down at about 9 from the Xavier 20-yard line.
Solon formations here are really spreading the Xavier defense out and causing a lot of one-on-one matchups to occur here, which I think Solon's really enjoying.
Third down. One setback, Saints showing blitz. Here they come from the outside. Miller throws a fade pattern for the left side of the end zone. Leaping catch, Coons. Caught it, but out of bounds, incomplete. He caught it there. Schneider was defending. And it'll be fourth down. We'll see what Solon intends to do right here.
Coons went up. He had the height advantage. He did pull that in. But then it looks as though the first foot that came in, keep in mind you only have to have one foot in, it looks like it came down right on the line.
Yeah, Solon fans did not like it on the replay. It was really close.
Well, that's a tough call. Bang, bang to make by an official back there. Even on the replay as they slowed it down, that looked close.
Three receivers to the right. A.J. Coons to the left side. Now they're going to empty the backfield. Kendrick Harris will go out into the left slot. Miller On fourth down, long count, blitz coming. Miller hit as he throws, throws the middle and incomplete. Too high for the intended receiver that time, trying to get it to Ben Crutsfield. And Xavier bends, but they do not break.
Quinn Schulte, the free safety, also the quarterback, came up to try and put a break up on that play, and so they did. They ball's going to go over on downs now at the 20-yard line to Xavier.
So first down for the Saints. And they'll have it for the first time from the 20-yard line. Quinn Schulte, the third Schulte son to be at the quarterback spot for Cedar Rapids Xavier. Jack Scott coming out to the left side. Saints are going to go with the big package here. Two tight ends. Schulte up play action, rolls left. He's going to loop the near sideline, and the catch made. Coming out of the backfield, McLean Berger, who got the start back there, makes the catch at the 38. Well, they went jumbo and then threw out of it.
Yeah, just a little out and up there as the fade ball basically throwing it up for grabs, and McLean Berger ran right underneath that effortlessly.
First down for Xavier. Berger is in there, usually in that jumbo formation. Scott and Berger to the right side. Now they're going to spread it here. One set back, shotgun here. They'll run the read option, and keeping it is Schulte. Coming to the left side, not much. Boy, he had to tear it out of Braden Stovey's breadbasket right there. And good pursuit by the Solon Spartans on the defensive side of the football, led by Matt Folkerts.
Adam Bach came in and put a big lick on Schulte there as well. And you got to know that watching the film of Xavier, quarterback Quinn Schulte is going to run the ball a lot. He's going to run it on quarterback sweeps. He's going to run it on option. So the Solon defenders are going to be licking their chops every shot they can get on the quarterback.
Again, spread look. Four receivers, two left, two right. Out of the shotgun, Schulte the short drop. Floats the middle. Has a man out there. Caught Stovey. 40. Down the middle, 35, 30. And caught from behind at the Solon 27, maybe the 26-yard line.
Good job by both teams of spreading the field and then finding ways to get guys open in one-on-one matchups. That time, Stovey just went right down the middle of the field between the hash marks. Ball was lofted so that he could run under it effortlessly.
Braden Stovey coming off two terrific offensive performance and special teams performances as well. First and 10, they're going to mark it at the Solon 26-yard line. Now Jacob Hines way out on the right side. They're going to put a trip formation out there. Now Xavier's going to have to burn a timeout. They had two in the play clock. Timeout going to be taken by Dwayne Schulte and Xavier. We've got 7:05 remaining here in the first quarter. It is Xavier nothing, Solon nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to 3A semifinal playoff football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Scott Unash, John Hegarty back with you here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. As it'll be first and 10 for Xavier. They're just outside the red zone. In case you're joining us late, we are late. Starting this game about an hour behind. Solon took the opening kickoff, took it down to the Xavier 20, gave it up on downs, and now the Saints trying for the first points. Out of the pistol, Schulte running the read option, off the fake, keeps it, coming left side, has room, 20 to the 15, angling to the sideline, pushed out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle made there by Jack Staley of Solon.
My goodness, that's one of the things defensively that Solon maybe hasn't seen to this point in the season is that great read option fake. And they better be ready for Quinn Schulte because he loves to pull that ball out and run with it.
Remember, the Solon defense has only given up 5 touchdowns on the entire season. And Xavier taking it down here. McLean Berger in the backfield along with Braden Stovey. This is going to be Schulte. hesitating, going right, coming back to the left, and then thrown down inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. Kind of awkwardly, Adam Bach on the stop that time for the Spartans. 6-foot, 200-pound linebacker.
Interesting, that was a sweep to the right on the quarterback power, but Schulte just stopped mid-tracks, knew that nothing was there, had to come back against the grain, basically take that all upon himself to try and get something out of nothing.
Now, they did say that was a first and goal, so this is going to be second and goal just outside the 7-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, trips to the left side, down to 6 in the play clock. They'll run the option. Inside handoff, McLean Berger, two more down to about the 5-yard line. Again, Bach in there on the stop, also getting up off the bottom of the pile that time, Tyler Linderbaum, and he's going to be in on a lot of defensive plays. The National All-American for Solon. Our first chance to see Tyler Linderbaum this year.
Yeah, and we're going to see a lot more of him wearing black and gold here in the future.
Yes, we are. Third down and goal at the 5-yard line. No score. 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. Again, they spread it out. One setback, three receivers. Schulte in the gun. He's going to go with the quarterback draw. Angling to the right side. Schulte dives to the end zone. Got it. Touchdown, Xavier. Spread him out. Quinn Schulte took it in by himself for the touchdown.
Just more read option by Schulte there as he actually didn't even have a fake there. Just looked for the play to develop off to his right. And then within about 2 yards of the goal line, he just jumped, dived as far out as he could to get the ball across the line for the touchdown.
Ben Conrad to try to tack on the extra point for the Saints. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, and it is up, and it is good. 5:36 to play here in the opening quarter, and Xavier on the board first. Saints 7, and Solon nothing. We'll come back with a kickoff from the Unidome after this 30-second break. You're listening to the 3A State Semifinals, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM Sports.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors, chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Yes, Jeff Downing, you are right. First opening touchdown given up by Solon this year.
My goodness, that's you must be doing something right if you can do that. And keep in mind that Xavier took that on their own 20 and went 80 yards.
Here's the approach, kick by Conrad. This is a deep one. It's going to go into the end zone, 5 yards. And Solon will have it at the 20-yard line. Here are the Spartans, Kevin Miller. Don't panic at this time. Haven't been behind too many times this year, have the Spartans.
Oh, my goodness, is there a lot of game left. But one of the things I'm really surprised at so far in this game, Scott, is how both teams offensively are spreading the field, trying to get one-on-one matchups out there, but in addition, trying to pull bodies out from the interior tackles where they can be running their usual stuff in there and have less bodies on bodies.
Two receivers to the left. That'll be Coons and Bandy. And one receiver to the near side. Out of the shotgun, Miller on the handoff. Harris, big hole left side, 25, stretches for the 30, and should have enough for a first down. Van Berkham on the stop. Left side of the Solon offensive line has done a terrific job so far.
Well, they really have. Cale Altman, Joe Krall coming off the ball low and hard, getting under the pads of Xavier. And if nothing else, just getting in their way so that the linebackers cannot come over and clean up.
7-0 Xavier, 5:16, a clock moving, first quarter. Linderbaum over the ball at center, three receivers. Xavier showing blitz, and here they come. Miller off the fake, keeper, and hit and blocked down in the backfield by McLean Berger. He just knifed right through there as the blitzer. Nobody got him.
Yep, outside in call there defensively by Jim O'Connell. And after the play fake, he was going to try and run that read option himself, but nowhere for him to go.
Cam Miller, not a big runner. 150 yards and a touchdown so far this year.
Very likely that was going to turn into a little bit of a sprint out, and he was going to be eyeing a receiver downfield.
It'll be second and 14, back at the 26-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. Three-man front. Here comes the blitz again by Xavier. Miller to the throw. Pump fake. Throws right side. Short. And is it intercepted? Juggled and intercepted. Bo Van Berkum comes up with the pick. Ben Crutsfield was the intended receiver at about the 44 of Solon.
Yeah, that was a fade down the Solon sideline. And Miller just put as much air under that as he could so that his receiver could run underneath it, go up for the jump ball. But Bo Van Berkum did a nice job of getting his head turned around backwards, saw where the ball was as it was nearing the two of them, and then just came down. We've seen Bo Van Berkum do this several times in the second half of the season. He's getting pretty darn good at that.
Second straight week, Van Berkum with the pick. First and 10, Xavier up 7-0 at the Solon 44-yard line. Four-man front for the Spartans. They stay in the base 4-3. Down to two, down to one, and they didn't get the playoff. And Dwayne Schulte over on the far side is beside himself. Yeah, and I think he's also not happy with the officials.
Yeah, he's directing his ire at the official, too. It's not his team. As his son Quinn comes over, as he does between all plays, runs over to the sideline, gets the call from dad, then runs back out to the huddle.
Yeah, Dwayne thought they had that 25-second play clock going a little bit prematurely. Going to cost Xavier five, first and 15. That'll be back on the 49-yard line. Bunch formation this time. And Schulte fakes right, comes back to the left. Same play. They ran down on the goal line, and nothing doing. Get through there, Adam Bach again, and brought him down for a loss of a couple back to the Xavier 49.
Every one of these quarterback sweeps, I'll call them, that Quinn Schulte runs, he's got a couple of upbacks in front of him to block. But credit Solon's defense. They've done a great job of neutralizing those blocks, forcing Schulte to have to turn around and run back to where he has absolutely no white shirts in front of him for help.
Jacob Hines to the left. Twin receivers out to the right side slot. Schulte in the shotgun, back to throw. They'll go with the comeback screen. Stovey, 50, up the numbers to the 40. Blockers in front, 30, to the 20, to the 15-yard line. Hit from behind and brought down inside the 10 and down all the way to the Spartan 7-yard line. What a call by Dwayne Schulte.
That was a perfect call for that blitz package that was coming from the outside in on Solon's sideline. And they just, sometimes you catch it right, Scott, and that's what Dwayne Schulte did there.
First and goal, first down number five for Xavier. They've got it on the Solon 7-yard line. Jacob Hines tight end right side. They'll go out of the straight eye formation for the first time tonight. Schulte under center, turns, hands off left side to Stovey. Little stutter move, cuts it back in the middle. He turns a corner and he's in for the touchdown. Braden Stovey from 7 yards out gives Xavier a 13-0 lead.
And again, it was all Stovey's vision as the play was called into the left tackle position with two guys out in front of him in addition to his linemen, but just nothing there. Bottlenecked up by that tough Solon right side of their defensive line. So Stovey had nothing to do but run completely the opposite direction, and it was open.
Extra point by Ben Conrad. Low snap, dug out, and the kick is on its way, and it's good. Very good hold there for Xavier by Bryson Bastion, the backup quarterback. They haven't put the point up there yet. It was good.
It was good, yes.
There they go. All right. Xavier on the board again. 3:14 to play here in the opening quarter. It's the Saints 14, Solon nothing. Back at 30 seconds, you're listening to a state playoff football from KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls as the Xavier Saints 14-0 lead, two drives, two touchdowns, and the Saints to kick it off one more time here from right to left with Ben Conrad. Kendrick Harris back at about the five, end-over-end kick, and this one returnable. Harris at the two, angling to the right, 10, 15, leaps a pile but tripped up as he crosses the 20 and gets out to about the 24-yard line. Going to be a 22-yard return, and that's where the Spartans will put it into play.
There is an incredible sense of energy on this Xavier team right now. They are playing about as excited as we've seen them in the games we've called this year, Scott. They're just emotionally on fire right now.
And Solon has not been down 14 all year. First and 10. See how the Spartans react here. They're going to go with double tight end look this time. A.J. Coons in motion from right to left, and now we've got a penalty flag. We're going to have a false start. Five-yard penalty. That was a snap infraction, is what the officials say. On Tyler Linderbaum. So it'll be first and 15 now, back at the 19-yard line. 14-0 Xavier, 3:07 to play here in the first quarter. One setback, Cam Miller in the shotgun. He'll turn, hand it off to Harris, got a good kick out block. Not much though, crossed the 20 and got to the 21-yard line. Herkett again in there for Xavier. Hines, Kyle Krizek also there for the Saints. Only a gain of a couple. Harris, six carries for 43 yards so far.
Seems like every game we've called here later in the season with Xavier, we keep saying this Ethan Herkett name. And Scott, he's a sophomore. We're going to hear a lot more of him in the next couple of years.
Solon will bring in for the first time tonight Hunter Kula, 5'6", 180, and a junior. Here's a man in motion off the fake. Kind of a busted play. Miller in trouble. And is snowed under, back of the 19-yard line. That had to be a busted play.
Yeah, that
right
was
there.
A broken play, no doubt. It looked as though they were going to try and do some play action off of the jet sweep fake. But then Miller maybe came out the wrong way or should have handed the ball off.
Third down and long. Coming up, Cole Gert, first one to get there for Xavier, the right side defensive end. So we go under two to play here in the first quarter. Crutsfield will come in with the play for Solon. A.J. Coons will step out. Solon breaks the huddle. It's down to seven on the play clock already. Twins to the short side. Third down and 15. Here is a turn handoff. Kula, the little one, fumbled the football. Ball loose at the 20-yard line. Pile at the 18. We'll see who's got it.
Well, there's a lot of bodies on the ground.
Solon got it.
They're holding their fist up, so that means fourth down.
Boy, Kula had that ball just absolutely popped, and he is down.
Yeah, this is some hard, hard hitting, folks. There's not a lot of love lost between these two teams, and the hitting right now bespeaks it.
And it's going to be a three and out for Solon. Either way, Xavier was going to get the ball back right there. And Kevin Miller out there and just wondering, my goodness,
yeah, Hunter
what
Kula,
else can go wrong?
He did go down hard, and he is in some pain and discomfort right now as he's laying on his back being attended to.
And like you said, this has been a hard-hitting game. Clean, but a hard-hitting
yeah,
game.
These two teams are just exploding all over each other. This is one of the hardest-hitting games we've seen in this entire season of football, Scott.
Kula being helped up, but he's not putting any pressure, any weight on his right leg. And the Solon coaches out there helping him off.
Yeah, he is in some very, very deep pain right now.
5'6", 180-pound junior coming in as the number one rusher on the year for Solon. 10 touchdowns, 855 yards. And that is going to be a big loss for the Spartans. Adam Bach to punt it away, averaging 39 yards a kick for Solon. Line of scrimmage is going to be the 19. Twins back for Xavier. Bach gets it away. Kind of a sidewinding kick, and Stovey muffed it, then picked it up, takes it at the 50 to the 45-yard line, tries to cut it back, got a couple blocks, and he's off to the races. To the 20, to the 10, to the 5, going for the pylon, and he got it. John, third punt return we've seen in the last 2 weeks for a Xavier touchdown.
Well, that's just so disheartening if you're a Solon fan, but you knew coming in that that was a key portion of the game that Solon had to have an answer for. And you thought, because the ball was kicked all the way over on the Solon sideline and then muffed to boot, that they were going to be able to weather that storm. But credit Braden Stovey and his vision for seeing that there was an opening if he just reversed field and went all the way back around, and that wall was set up to perfection.
The wall extra point, or the wall return, I should say. Braden Stovey, he muffed the kick.
Yep.
It was a knuckleball kick, picked it up on one hop at the 50-yard line, and just took it back from right there, actually from the 45-yard line, so it's going to be a 55-yard punt return for a touchdown by Braden Stovey. And once Stovey, Abe Lux, or whoever hits that wall return, it's Katie Barr the door.
You can know, I say this every game, Scott, I feel like I'm getting repetitive for those of you that listen to us with religious fervor, and that is, there's no way that you can replicate what they do to set that picket fence wall return up in practice. You can try as hard as you want, there's no way you can set it up. And to Xavier's credit, they practice it and practice it over and over and over again until they've sniffed out every eventuality. And on that particular one, there were a good six guys for Xavier out there setting up that wall. And there's just no way that anybody for Solon was going to be able to get in there and make the solo tackle effort.
Now, keep this in mind. We saw this very thing take place in the first semifinal tonight. One team got off to a huge lead as the kick goes to Harris. He'll let it go over his head and through the end zone. Pella got a 35-0 lead over Harlan, and Harlan
then they almost went to sleep.
Almost came back and won. So this thing not over yet. We've already seen it happen once tonight.
Can you imagine being up 35-0 just a minute before halftime and then having to hang on tooth and nail only to win by two on the final seconds of the game? My goodness.
First down, Solon after the touchback at the 20. Only 50 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, and it's a 21-0 lead for Xavier. Pistol formation, Cam Miller calling signals. He'll turn, hand it off, Harris on the sweep. Coming to the left side, 25. He's to the 30-yard line and shucks off a tackler off of Quinn Schulte and got about five more out to about the 38-yard line.
Well, Schulte came up from his free safety position and submarined him, but nothing on his body touched the ground. He was totally on Schulte, the would-be tackler. So he just put his hand down on the ground, and then he came back up. Knees never touched, and he kept running for another 5 or 6 yards after the hit.
Perfectly legal play right there.
That's just savvy ball running on his part.
Could be the final play of the first quarter, 21-0 Xavier. First down, Solon at the 38-yard line. Offset eye to the left. Same play. They'll turn, hand it off to Harris, sweeping the right side this time. 40. He's to the 45-yard line and brought down close to another first down. Herkett there along with Jacob Hines for Xavier. Looks like it's going to be about a yard short as we're down to 10 seconds to play in the quarter.
And Solon in no hurry to get this play off. So we're going to go to a break here at the end of one quarter.
End of the first quarter from the Unidome in Cedar Falls of this 3A state semifinal. It's number one, Cedar Rapids Xavier, 21. Number three, Solon, nothing. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to state playoff football from KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
A trip to the 4A Championship game is on the line this Friday afternoon on KGYM. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Friday at 3:45 at all three KGYM frequencies as number one Iowa City West meets number four Bettendorf at the Unidome. Can the Trojans keep their perfect season alive against one of the state's top football programs? That's 4A semifinal playoff football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number four Bettendorf. Friday afternoon at 3:45 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
They're honoring a couple of military veterans, one from Xavier and one from Solon, here at the quarter break.
And to no one's surprise, everyone on their feet, very excited about their being recognized tonight.
Absolutely. John, we saw the Iowa Hawkeyes execution-wise play a near flawless game last Saturday. I dare say for Xavier, that was a near flawless performance in the first quarter.
My goodness, I can't imagine under any set of circumstances where anybody on either side tonight would have thought Xavier would put three touchdowns on the board in the first quarter.
But that's exactly what they have done. We'll give you the first quarter numbers coming up here for Xavier. 129 total yards from scrimmage for 96 for the Solon Spartans. Solon with 66 on the ground, 30 through the air. Xavier with 31 rushing yards, 98 receiving. Quinn Schulte's 3 of 3 for 98 yards so far in the ball game.
But he's really hurt them with his legs.
Schulte with 5 carries, 22 yards and a touchdown. Kendrick Harris has carried it 8 times for 70 yards in that first half.
And we're going to hear a lot more of Kendrick Harris now for the remainder of this game.
Yeah, because it looks like Kula might be out. Second down and one as we start quarter number two. Miller on the inside, handoff to Harris, breaks a couple tackles, still on his feet to Xavier territory, and thrown down as he gets down to the St. 44-yard line. Kendrick Harris just running hard right now, the 6-foot, 185-pound senior. And that'll be a first down.
Great job on that handoff of getting his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet and then just keeping his legs moving as he got past the defensive line. There were no linebackers there, and then he squirted through to get a couple of extra yards. That's just great second and third effort on his part.
First down from the Xavier 44. Solon down 21-0. A.J. Koontz to the left, Twins to the right side. Long count. Miller on the read option. Hands it off to Harris, and this time Jacob Hines. Nope, check that. Not Jacob Hines. That was Drew Tice. 6'3", 240-pound senior lineman got him down below for a gain of one. And it'll be second down and nine. Certainly no panic right now by Kevin Miller and Solon at this point.
Well, they're into Xavier territory here, too, so this is one of those possessions that in the long run of this game, Scott, Solon's got to come away with points of some kind.
I agree. Second and nine, offset eye to the right side. Miller calling signals. He's back to throw. Short drop. He's going to loft the left side, going out there for Koontz and overshot him with Justin Schneider on defense for Xavier. Two out of seven so far for Cam Miller here in the ball game. You're listening tonight to high school football, the playoffs here on 107.5 FM, the North Gym at Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City.
Right at 10 o'clock. It's not your first rodeo, is it?
No, it is not. I got two clocks staring me down. No binoculars, but I got two clocks staring me down. 21-0 Xavier. They have scored on their first two drives and also a 55-yard Braden Stobey punt return for a score. Third and nine, Solon one out of three on third down tries. They'll empty the backfield. Harris slot left, Twins that way. Miller to throw, hit as he throws, lofts the middle of the field, leaping catch, Harris for a first down. Down to the Xavier 26 as Miller got absolutely annihilated by Jacob Hines. But he had the wherewithal to throw it downfield.
That's a lot of receivers that a secondary has to cover. Miller looked off his initial receiver and then just threw a nice big flare up there so that the ball could be a jump ball. And Quinn Schulte came up on the coverage but couldn't close the gap quick enough.
First down off the gain of 19. Solon from the 25-yard line. Turn, handoff, sweep, Harris. And hit, brought down immediately. Big stick right there coming up and making the hit. That time for Xavier, one of the second-team guys for the Saints. Tanner Wright playing linebacker there for Hurricane. He came up and made the big hit. It'll be second down at 10 from the 25. Kevin Miller and Dwayne Schulte, good friends. Probably not so much this week. But
and not for the next couple hours.
Yeah, off the field they are. Miller gets a shotgun snap. He's back to throw. Loops the right side into double coverage. Catch made between defenders over there by Crutsfield. Ben Crutsfield with a heck of a catch, and it'll be first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Well, that was just a perfectly thrown ball as he caught that right in between Xavier defenders just before going out of bounds. Man, that's a pretty passing catch.
First and goal on the 21-yard completion. Solon will bring Spencer Wegman into the ballgame. And we will also see Cole Flansburg. He's the touchdown specialist. 6'2", 230-pound junior. And he's going to be in there in the Wildcat. Flansburg gets the snap right up the middle. Fumble the football. It's loose at the 6. Looked like Solon got it back, though.
I'm not sure. I think Xavier has it.
Harris tried to hop on it. Xavier does have it. Saints got it. Harris tried to jump on it, and coming up with the football was Jacob Hines.
It was a low hit, and the second guy that came in got a little piece of it, the shoulder pads, and that's what knocked that ball out, and it went down on the ground. There were three Saint defenders there, and only one black shirt from Solon. And I think they wrestled it away down under the scrum.
I think they did, because I thought Solon hopped on it first. So the second time that Solon has been in the red zone, John, and they have come up empty. One on down, second one on the fumble. First and 10, Xavier at the 6. Off the quick count, they'll run the option. And Schulte turns, spins, backs his way to the 10 for a gain of about 4. First time we've seen the Xavier option tonight. That was not speed option, though.
In big games like this, Dwayne Schulte's a little bit leery of going speed option. He loves to have a fullback in there and a couple of other options beyond that fullback if he can. And so he's got the eye backfield right now.
Trahazel in there as a blocking back on first down. Hand off Stovey off the left side, bumps the pile, and then continues forward for about 4. As he gets down to the 14, gets out to the 14-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of the pile there was Linderbaum for Solon.
Boy, all of the backs for Xavier tonight have been extremely patient in reading their blocks. Sometimes the blocks aren't there, and they've got to completely change direction and go somewhere else. But they've really been patient tonight.
Crutsfeld. Coming out of the ball game now, third down. They'll run the option. Straight ahead handoff. And close to a first down. Taking it that time. And will they give it to him?
Yeah, the chains are moving.
Yep, they will move it. Joey Drahazel on the carry for 2 and a first down.
That's that outside veer zone type of blocking run that we don't see that outside veer very often. Usually it's the inside veer on that option handoff.
First and 10 from the 16-yard line as Xavier with their 6th first down. Schulte in the shotgun this time. 7:48 clock running here in the first half. Bunch formation to left. Schulte off the fake. Starts right, back up the middle, and a short gain, maybe 1. As coming up and making the stop there for the Solon defense that time was Ryan Gestkemper. Only a gain of about 1 yard. Spartans trying to get some guys some blows here because they got a lot going both ways at this point. They got Wegman in there as a right side defensive end. Second down and 9. McLean Berger in there now as the fullback. 2 receivers out to the right. Second down and 9 from the 17. Here's the pitch out to the 20. Stovey, 25, and tripped up with a first down as he gets to the 29-yard line. a naked pitch.
That's called lead option, Scott, and we don't see that very often anymore. That was an old staple of Barry Switzer at Oklahoma back in the day. And that's where you fake one way and then pitch to the tailback who's going the opposite direction from full flow.
Got 13 in the first down.
I dare say we've only seen that play from Dwayne Schulte maybe once in 15 years.
First and 10, bunch formation. From the 29, they'll toss it to Braden Stovey, trying to get to the outside, and splits defender still on his feet as he crosses the 30 and out to the 33-yard line. And coming up, making the stop there for Solon was Greg Brandt, 175-pound senior. He's a safety out there for the Spartans.
I promise you the Solon defense has seen toss sweep in their practices every night over and over this week. They probably are seeing it in their sleep, and they had it all bottled up, and he still got 4 yards.
21-0 Xavier. Coming up on 6 minutes remaining first half. In the shotgun, Stovey with blockers in front. He'll take it himself. Starts to sweep the left side, pushing his blockers in front of him, and he's got a first down. He got pushed ahead by a whole bunch of linemen. John Draker was just pushing him on his back, saying, go, number five.
Well, and Stovey, to his credit, was not going to go down and kept his legs moving. He even had his back turned to the line of scrimmage, and he still kept trying to run backwards.
And a seven-man, a Xavier first down. As Schulte now with 34 yards on eight carries with one touchdown. High formation. Berger in there as a fullback again. From the 40-yard line, his drive started on the 6. Schulte on the keeper on the option. Breaks the tackle. 45 to the 50. Bust loose. He's to the 40. Down the far sideline, 30. To the 20 and out of bounds, finally. Down at the Solon 15-yard line. 45-yard run for Quinn Schulte.
And there is a Spartan down on the sideline where the tackle was made.
And
they had Schulte wrapped up at only about 5 yards downfield, but could not bring him down, Scott.
Storm Scott looked like the injured Spartan, and he's going to have to check out. Peyton Bandy will come in now. Xavier right back to the red zone. They're down at the 15-yard line.
Tough running by Quinn Schulte.
And we're seeing, again, a lot of option tonight by Xavier. A lot of short side option, too. Scott to the left side, Lux to the right side on first and 10. From the Solon 15-yard line. Under center, off the fake, back to throw. Schulte being pressured, gets away, now steps up in the pocket, going to have to run, and will go down. It's going to be a sack back to the 17-yard line. Wegman was after him at first, Spencer Wegman. Got away from him, but then went right into the rest of the black shirts. Probably should have been a loss of about 7.
Quinn Schulte, he did his Houdini impersonation there. How he got out of being sacked for 10-yard loss, that was a phenomenal individual effort for him to get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Call it 2nd and 11 from the 16. 4:50 to play first half. Stovey on the left hip of Schulte now. He gets the snap, just going to follow his fullback, cuts back to the 10-yard line, kicks it to the outside, breaks the tackle to the 5, and did he get in? Yes, touchdown, as he dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Xavier, and it's 27-0.
And again, as we watch the replay, just a tremendous job of reading his blocks, seeing where there was green that he could run to, and then on his last effort, again, diving to get that ball across the end zone for the touchdown.
21, or 27 now, with Conrad's extra point upcoming. Bastion on the hold, and the kick is up, and it is good. I don't think anybody in their right mind could have forecasted this. 4:36 to play here in the opening half. Xavier, 28. Solon, nothing. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And a lot of shocked faces below wearing orange as Xavier with a 28-0 lead on Solon. Remember, Solon had surrendered only 5 touchdowns.
This is a team
that, all year,
that gave up less than 4 points per game. And Xavier's got 28 up right now with 4:36 left before halftime.
Amazing.
You said this earlier, Scott, and I think it bears repeating. You talk about doing your job, making plays, you get what you earn. Right now, Xavier is playing flawlessly. But in addition to that, they're playing as emotional as we've seen them play. They're playing like a team that's mad. They look angry to me, Scott, but they're not letting it get outside of the bounds of exuberant play. They're forcing their discipline in there and still playing angry right now and taking it out on Solon like they've got some vendetta or score to settle right now, but they don't. They're just executing at the highest possible level and playing with such great emotion that, I mean, I don't know how you can play much better than this.
Ben Conrad to kick. Still 4:36 to play here in the first half. Conrad with a kick, end over end. Returnable this time for the 4-yard line. Harris to the 10, angling left, 15, and breaks a tackle, 20. Coming to the near sideline and hit hard and pushed out of bounds by Schneider at about the 29-yard line. Going to be a 25-yard return. And Solon's got to get something here before half.
Best starting field position of any of their 5 possessions so far. But you're right. If they're going to stay hang around in this game at all, they've got to get some points on the board on this possession right now. The 4 previous to this, they gave it over on downs at the 20. Interception, punt, fumble at the 5.
That was a 94-yard, 4-minute, 46-second drive, and a handoff and a big stick in the backfield. Jacob Hines absolutely planted Kendrick Harris back at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Harris hardly had even received that handoff, and he's going down on his side. Courtesy of number 35, we've called this a lot this year, Jacob Hines, 6'2", 205 senior. Again, just playing with an incredible amount of motion.
4 minutes to play here in the opening half. 28-0 in favor of Xavier. Crutzfeld, Bandy, out to the far right side. And now we're going to get a Solon timeout. Kevin Miller did not like what he saw on the field and is going to talk it over here with 3:51 to play in the half. He'll bring his Spartans over to the near sideline. As Xavier leads it 28-0, a Schulte 5-yard run, a Stovey 7-yard run, Braden Stovey 55-yard punt return for a touchdown, and a Schulte 21-yard run. And it adds up to a 28-0 lead.
Boy, if you're Coach Dwayne Schulte, I don't think you could have scripted it any better than it has played out so far in this first half. If you're Kevin Miller, this is your nightmare scenario.
And that's why we're saying, if you're Solon, you got to get a touchdown here. Or a field goal even.
Anything. Yeah, just
you get anything right here.
In addition to getting some points on your side of the ledger, you got to keep the ball out of Xavier's hands because they've scored on every possession so far in this first half.
3:51 to play before halftime. Second down and 12 coming up for Solon. Spread formation. They'll send 3 receivers to the right side and 1 to the left. And Harris will empty the backfield. Cam Miller by himself. Five-man front for Xavier, and here they come. Miller back to throw. Has time. Throws the middle of the field. Incomplete. Tried to get it to Kendrick Harris out of that slot. He contended he was held, but no flag.
I like that play call, and I'll tell you why. The middle of the field has been open. Most of the routes that the Solon offense has been running, Scott, have been sideline routes or out patterns. So it's all been away from the hash marks. To open up the inside of that game right there, that's a good ploy by Kevin Miller right now.
Third and 12. 2 out of 4 so far in the ball game. And Solon facing a third down and a long 12 from the left hash at the 27-yard line. Here comes the blitz from the outside. Miller to throw. Steps up. Being chased. Throws. Middle. Tipped. Intercepted. Off the hands of the intended receiver, Ben Crutzfeld. And it came down in the hands of Quinn Schulte, who took a heck of a hit from his own teammate, but he held on.
Now, Kyle Miller had to get rid of that as Kyle Krizek just planted him as soon as the ball was let go. The interception was off of the tip. It was not because of an errant throw by Cam Miller.
No, it was not Cam Miller's fault. And Xavier again in plus territory. They'll have it at the Solon 48. 3:40 remaining here in the first half of play.
Five possessions for Solon, 3 turnovers of the 5.
And play clock down to 7. I think Xavier's going to take a timeout. I think they're going to give Quinn Schulte a little bit more time to catch his breath here. He got undercut by his own man when he made that interception.
And he came down flat on his back with his momentum carrying his legs over his head. He did a backward somersault in addition to just hitting hard on his back. Might have had a little bit of wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, so they're going to take a timeout. Xavier will here. Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at the state volleyball tournament. We'll take a look at the earlier games at the Unidome today. Look ahead to what's coming up tomorrow and Saturday on the docket, including a pair of games, one tomorrow, one on Saturday morning, coming your way here on KGYM. And, Quinn Schulte is just kind of making sure everything is working okay over on the far side.
Well, look at his elbow on the Jumbotron as they kind of show this during the commercial break. They've got his elbow really taped up there. I'm wondering if he maybe didn't get a little rug burn or something. He's been diving around so much out there that you land on your elbows, and it's so easy to get turf burn on there.
28-0 in favor of Cedar Rapids Xavier. And they've got it at the Solon 48 after the third Solon turnover of the first half. Just inside the right hash mark. Shotgun snap back to Schulte. Looking. Going to loop the middle. Man wide open. Lux of the 20. Down the middle of the field. 15. Inside the 10. And down to the Solon 8-yard line. Dylan Holt finally brought him down.
See, and that's what Solon's been trying to do. It's great play calling by both of these coaches right now.
39 yards on the pass to Gabe Lux. Schulte 4 for 4 for 137 yards here in the first half.
Not the prettiest pass in the world, but my goodness, did he get it in the right direction and make it catchable.
First and goal from the 9-yard line. Play clock down to 9. Saints will go with 2 tight ends. Hines on the right side. And now they'll flip-flop, and they'll unbalanced to the right side. They're going to run it this way. Schulte gets a direct snap. Solon knew it as well, and they're going to snow him under. And Linderbaum comes up and brings him down back at the, they're going to say his progress took him to about the 12-yard line.
That's Craig Jelinek, their assistant coach. That's an old staple from his Prairie days where you just completely double overload one side. But the snap did not help Quinn Schulte as it was not snapped directly back to him, so he couldn't follow his blockers, and Solon feasted on getting him in the backfield.
Yeah, that was a low snap that time. Jared Brown coming in as an extra tight end. He will go on the left side this time. And again, out of the shotgun. Schulte back to throw, and now we've got penalty flags stopping the play. And this is going to go against Xavier. We're going to get Jacob Hines on the false start. And that'll back up Xavier Moore. Back to the just outside the 16-yard line. 2:22, clock rolling here in the first half. 28-0 lead for the Xavier Saints. Lux and Scott lined up on the left side. Joey Drahazel in there as a blocking back. They're going to throw the slant. It's tipped up in the air and almost intercepted. Good job by the Solon defensive line to get a hand on the ball. And coming up with it that time for Solon looked to be Ryan Snezek. He might have got a hand up. First incomplete pass of the night for Quint Schulte. Third and goal back at the 16-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 2:07 to go. Stobie will go out to the left side along with Jack Scott. Gabe Lux to the right. And here's Schulte on the direct snap, coming to the left side, directing his blockers. Now turns it up to the 10-yard line, turns the corner to the 5-yard line and out of bounds. He got all the way down inside the 2, maybe down to the 1. And again, just waiting for those blocks to develop.
That was the quintessential, being patient and following your block on the night. That play took forever to develop. Schulte was not going to commit. He just kept big number 73, Josh Volk, out there in front of him. Which, by the way, that's a big block in front of
him. That's a 290-pound sophomore right tackle out there for Xavier. And pulling, by the way.
That's just cerebral running by young Quint Schulte there.
Xavier's going to go for it on fourth down and goal from the 2. Play clock down to 7. Back, Schulte gets a snap. Coming to the left side. Hit and stretches. Did he get in? Yes, touchdown. Adebach had him, but Schulte just stretched out. Got over the goal line, and Xavier up 34-0.
Third touchdown for Schulte tonight, in which there was some doubt as to whether or not his knee was going to come down before the ball got over the end line, but he made it happen, and that's 5 touchdowns in a row for Xavier in this first half.
That's as many as Solon has given up all year, believe it or not.
Unbelievable.
Extra point by Ben Conrad is up and good. And it is 35-0. And Xavier's going to get the ball first to start the second half. And again, driving up here, we were talking about this game, and not in our right mind did we think we'd see something like this.
You know, I was thinking 10-7, 7-3, something along those lines, where both teams just, you know, try 3 plays and then punt the ball to the other side. This is just, and I know that the Solon fans are just shocked, absolutely shocked at what has happened here. It's not that your team is playing poorly. They're not. It's just that they're catching a Xavier squad tonight that is absolutely on fire. I think your analogy back to the Ohio State-Iowa game from last week was correct, Scott. It's just one of those convergence of harmonics, if you'll pardon the physics expression, where Xavier is just not able to do anything wrong right now, and Solon's just caught him on, at least in this first half, a night where, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
It's one of those nights.
It's just one of those nights.
Conrad to kick from left to right. And this one, a shorter kick, got under it a little bit. One of the upbacks will take it at about the 14-yard line. Angling to the right, to the 20, breaking a tackle to the 25, flag down. And also the ball carrier down, Jack Staley, as he gets to the 32. And to add insult to injury for the Spartans, probably going to get a block in the back or a hold here.
Yeah, and that flag was thrown back at about the 21-yard line, so you know, if that is a hold, they take it back from there. Instead of having the ball at the 32, it looks like this is going back about to the 11.
Xavier has got 3 turnovers from Solon, and they've put 21 points on the board off of all 3 turnovers. 2 short fields, a little bit of a short field from the 44 and from the 48-yard line.
They've only had 4 offensive possessions tonight, and they've got 5 touchdowns on the board.
First down from the 12-yard line. Miller in the shotgun with Kendrick Harris behind him. Calling signals, he'll turn, hand it off to Harris up the middle, across the 15, and spins his way to about the 17-yard line for a gain of 6. As Solon with 2 timeouts remaining. And at this point, you might as well roll the dice and try to get some points.
Well, keep in mind that Cam Miller has thrown some nice long balls on the sidelines tonight that had very capable of going the distance. Wouldn't be surprised if they try that again.
Solon not appearing to be in a hurry. They'll go with Twins to the right side this time. Same play, and now we got a penalty flag. Could have been a false start there, and it was. False start penalty there. Fourth of the night against the Spartans for 25. And Kevin Miller is on the big board right now just shaking his head.
That's all you can do, Kevin. I mean, there's just everyone that has played football long enough knows how these things just happen. I mean, ask Ohio State last week.
Absolutely. And Hunter Kula right now, they're showing him going to the sidelines. He's got his pads off, and I think Hunter Kula's night is done. Clock continues to run down to 49 seconds. Second down and 9 on the sweep. Harris trying to turn it up and not much. Second effort, though, gets him across the 15 to the 17-yard line. Jack Lemke on the stop after a pickup of 5, and I think Kevin Miller is just going to take it to the clubhouse at this point.
Quint Schulte, what a warrior, still out there on the field. I think if I was coaching right now, Quint Schulte would not be playing defense.
Solon will not have to run another play. And just looking over to the sideline, I don't think Solon is going to elect to run another play, and they're going to just let the first half clock expire. A standing ovation from the Xavier fans across the way, and why not? Caused 3 Solon turnovers, a special teams punt return for a score, and an offensive touchdown on an 80-yard drive for a score. Pretty near a darn perfect first half for Cedar Rapids Xavier. They lead it at the break, 35-0. Number 1 over number 3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, come into JCPenney and get ready for the holiday season. Wednesday through Saturday, select Dockers signature khakis are just $36.99. Or get 50% off select Arizona and St. John's Bay apparel. Plus, get $10 off with coupon when you spend $25 or more on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Coupon valid 11-8 to 11-12. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Back with you here at halftime for the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash, Coach John Hegarty with you. And our score at the break, number 1, Xavier, looking to go to 12-0. They lead number 3, Solon, 35-0 here at the break. Unbelievable first half for this Saint football team.
Now, can I just throw this out for the Solon fans, okay? And I'll bet you anything Dwayne Schulte is bringing this up in the Xavier locker room, and that is that Pella, in the game previous to this, was up 35-0 as well, only to have to come back in the second half and hang on tooth and nail to win by 2 points at the end of it. So if you think that it's impossible for Solon to come back. I'm speaking as Dwayne Schulte to his team right now. If you think it's impossible for Solon to come back, you're wrong, my friends. It's possible.
Almost saw that in game one of this semifinal doubleheader here tonight, as Pella held on to win 41-39 over the Harlan Cyclones. So Pella will get the winner of this particular game coming up next Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and that will be a 7 o'clock start, John. There's no game prior to it, because you and I will be practicing. So.
You know what's interesting, Scott, is, and I'm not trying to count any chickens ahead of the hatching stage here, but you and I were up here and called a last second, literally last second, last play of the game loss that Xavier had to Pella in the semifinals last year. And it just completely ripped the heart out of everybody that's associated with Xavier. And for Xavier to come back, possibly, and meet Pella in the state championship game, that would be some incredible irony and also a possible wonderful vindication if they could come home with the state title over Pella. And I'm talking way out of my hat here, way in the future, and all kinds of chickens that haven't hatched yet. But I'm just thinking of the irony of that possible finals matchup a week from tonight.
A lot of game yet to be played in this one. Let's take a look at the halftime stats. Total yards unofficially, Xavier 282 total yards to 154 for Solon. Think about it. Solon's average in the year is 136 yards that they give up per game. Solon this year gave up 37 yards all year, or 37 points all year. They've given up 35 in the first half tonight to Xavier.
Yeah, that's five touchdowns in an entire season, and they gave up five touchdowns in this first half. That's crazy.
282 for Xavier, balance. 145 in the ground, 137 through the air. For Xavier, Quinn Schulte already over 100 yards tonight. He's at 14 carries, 113 yards, and three touchdowns. Braden Stobey has carried it only four times, but for 28 yards, he has scored a touchdown. And Berger with a run for two, and Drahazel with a run for two as well. Quinn Schulte, four out of five, 137 yards in the first half. All big plays. Two catches for Stobey in that first half for 80 yards. Lux caught one for 39. Berger caught one for 18. Xavier with 11 first downs, two penalties for 10 yards in the ball game so far. For Solon, 154 total yards unofficially, 84 on the ground, 70 through the air. Cam Miller in that first half for Solon was 4 of 11 for 70 yards and two interceptions. Kretzfeld has caught one, Bandy has caught one, Bach and Harris all with one catch. Harris on the ground has carried it 14 times for 87 yards to lead the Solon ground attack so far. Solon with seven first downs, four penalties for 25 yards. They have the game's only sack, three turnovers, which Xavier's turned into 21 points. You put that along with a Xavier punt return by Braden Stobey from 55 yards out, and that's where we are at here, 35-0 at halftime. Solon, two out of five at third down tries. They're 0-for-1 on fourth down tries in the ballgame. Solon actually has held the ball longer. 13 minutes, 26 seconds for the Spartans to 10 minutes and 34 seconds for Xavier in that first half play. But it's 35-0 in favor of the Saints.
Interestingly, for those of you that have been visitors to the Dome and watched football here, you know that both teams go into their respective tunnels and up long hallways as they go back to their locker rooms. Solon followed the typical protocols. Xavier, however, is actually still on the playing surface of the Unidome. The big garage door that went open did go open, and they actually went in there for a short time, but then decided that they were going to come back out. They have not gone to their locker room at halftime.
No, they haven't. They're just kind of hanging out.
Why would you want to go in there? You don't want to break the juju right now.
No, you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave at this point. The other games today here at the Unidome, just to update you on what has happened. The game prior to us was a classic. Didn't look that way at halftime. It was 35-0 in favor of the Pella Dutch. But then Harlan stormed back. They got a couple of pass receptions for a touchdown. Got a blocked punt. for a touchdown as well. And had a chance to tie it up in the last minute of the game on a two-point conversion. And now, depending on who you want to talk to, there are some people thought it was a trick play by Kurt Blatt. They fumbled the snap. Everyone stood still. And then they picked it up and tried to throw a little out. And that's even gutsier than flapjack.
Or polecat.
Or, either at one. This point. And I don't buy that. I think, but I don't know. I wasn't in the huddle there for Kurt Blatt.
I don't think when it comes down to that pivotal one play of the game that you call something that crazy. Sometimes you get a little too cute and it kills you, I think. And I don't think the old veteran, Wiley veteran Kurt Blatt did that. But needless to say, what an instant classic that second half was. How Pella hung on. Pella's like the cat with nine lives to me right now. I don't know how they won that game.
Everything's going well right now for Pella. And they came up roses again today as Pella got the win 41-39. The eight-player games, they were two one-sided affairs. Don Bosco over Midland 80-12 today. And they will take on Remsen St. Mary's, a 51-6 winner over Fremont Mills.
Bosco throwing bombs and onside kicking when they're up by 70.
Yeah, that some people commented on that today, and I'm just going to keep out of this whole thing.
I'm not being judgmental either. I'm just stating the facts. That's what they did.
The facts on that. But Xavier trying to make amends. They did not have a good day at the U.S. Cellular Center. Number one volleyball team fell 3-2 to Sergeant Bluff Luton earlier on today. And a lot of the fans just came from the Cell Center up here to the Unidome, I would imagine. And it'll be Dubuque Wallert taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Wallert over Lewis Central, 3-0. Class 5A, it's going to be number one Cedar Falls, number two West Des Moines Valley. Valley knocked off three-time defending champion Centennial Jaguars 3-0. And Cedar Falls swept Linmar today 3-0 as well. In Class 3A, it'll be Sioux Center taking on Waterloo Columbus. Columbus Sailors haven't been to a final since Coach Meeks took them to the football championship many moons ago. It'll be Waterloo Columbus. They were both five-setters. Columbus beating Carol Kemper. And Sioux Center taking care of Osage. In Class 2A, it's going to be the long-anticipated battle, number one versus number two, Dyke New Hartford against Western Christian. Dyke New Hartford swept Council Bluffs St. Albert. Western Christian swept Grundy Center. And in Class 1A earlier on tonight, tough news for Springville. They fell to Lamar's Galen 3-2. So it'll be Lamar's Galen taking on number one Janesville. They swept Fort Madison Holy Trinity. So that's what we have right now as far as volleyball and football from earlier on tonight. Solon cheerleaders down performing in front of their student section. As I see over there that the Spartans making their way out of the out of the northeast tunnel here. And like you mentioned, Xavier never went back into the locker room.
And I kind of agree with that philosophy for whatever reason. Everything is going so well for you right now. You almost didn't want to take a halftime break. Let's just keep playing would be their attitude. And they obviously can't do that, but they can refuse to leave the field. So, you know what? I'm thinking as I've listened to you do your best Randy Krejci impersonation there with volleyball, Scott. By the way, it doesn't.
Hi, Randy, by the way.
And that's right, Randy. He doesn't hold a candle to you. But I was thinking as you were talking about volleyball, Scott, that in some ways it doesn't seem like a year ago that we were up here and that Pella Xavier semifinal came down to that last pass in the southwest corner of the end zone that ripped out Xavier's hearts. But I promise you that the Xavier sophomores and juniors off of that team have been focused on coming back up here and righting that wrong in the semifinals for this last 365 days. And that is probably the main inspiration for why Xavier came out that first 24 minutes in this half and has taken the 35-0 lead that they have. And, I mean, they've just absolutely been on fire. It's as emotional a game as I've seen the Saints play. It's as well-executed game as we've seen them play. And usually when you see things of that nature. They're precipitated by trying to make amends for things that you didn't do in the past. And I hearken back to that night 1 year ago on this night when Pella ripped out the hearts of Xavier and set in motion, unfortunately for Solon, this 35-0 lead that they're enjoying right now over the Spartans.
Xavier scoring on a Quinn Schulte 5-yard run on Xavier's first possession of the game. Yes, it's 35-0, but this thing could have been a lot different in the first half. Solon went down, took it, the opening kickoff, down to, into the Xavier red zone.
They were inside the red zone.
And gave it up on down.
Yes.
Xavier defense held. Xavier went down and scored. And the Saints had a 21-0 lead. And Solon had it inside the 10-yard line, fumbled the football again.
Yes, they were at the Xavier 5 and fumbled away. And in between those two visits to the red zone without getting any points, they actually made it to midfield and threw the interception that Bo Van Berkom picked off.
That's right. So
there's three scores right there that were conceivably possible for Solon that were taken off the board.
35-0 lead. The other Xavier touchdowns, Braden Stobie's 7-yard run after a turnover, made it 14-0. Stobie then on the ensuing drive, Solon was stopped, had the punt. Stobie a 55-yard punt return for a score. That made it 21-0. And then off another turnover, Xavier took it 94 yards in just under 5 minutes on a Quinn Schulte touchdown run from 21 yards out. And that made it 28-0. And then Schulte just ahead of halftime on a 2-yard run, stretched out for the final couple of feet. And that made it 35-0 here at the break. Xavier's perfect on their drive so far, and they're going to get the ball again. And we're going to have the continuous clock. Keep that in mind. Just to make things tougher for the Spartans.
And I can't even believe that we're saying that.
Yes, crazy. Can't believe we're playing football at 10:45 at night, but...
Well, we've been down this road before, too, though. This would not be our first semifinal game where we've broadcast into the wee hours.
So wherever you may be, if you're sitting on the couch, enjoying a beverage, getting ready for bed.
Or laying in bed, drowsily trying to hang on.
We welcome you in here tonight. Solon is going to kick off with Aiden Dahl. And Xavier is going to return their first kick of the night, as going back for the Saints will be Justin Schneider along with Aaron Larson, the two speedsters.
If I were Solon, I'm not sure I'd do it, but the thought of an onside kick here would be running through my head.
Why not at this point? And for Xavier, do not have the hands team out there. They are going with the regular return group.
Well, I'd sure be tempted to try it.
As getting ready to kick it off for Solon. Actually, it's going to be Bach to kick it away. And he will tee it up at about the 40-yard line. 35-0 lead. Winner gets Pella coming up next Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here in Cedar Falls at the Uni Dome. We are set to go with the second half, and we're underway. A high but a short kick, and running under at the 15-yard line. Schneider coming left, 20 to the 25-yard line, pushing blockers ahead and got pummeled as he crossed the 30 and out to the 31-yard line.
Another big collision on a kick return.
16 yards on the return, and it'll be first down Xavier with Quinn Schulte at quarterback. Braden Stobie, the tailback. We've seen both McLean Berger and Joey Drahazel at the fullback spot. Jacob Hines, the tight end. And Xavier's going to go two tight ends to start things off here in half number two. Solon with a four-man front. They'll shift things around a little bit. On first down, handoff right side. Stobie, big hole to the 35. Got hit hard as a flag comes in. Bach made the first hit, and this one might be coming back. Back judge threw it. Going to be a hold on Xavier. And that will back up the Saints 10. Jacob Hines coming over to ask. Not sure if it was Jacob or not, but he wants a little explanation. So it'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It's going to make it first down and 16. Off the quick count, and now another penalty flag.
I don't think that the offensive line was set for a second before they snapped the ball.
Try the old Reese Morgan there.
That did look like Reese Morgan of Benton Community. I believe that was a correct call.
And the
Solon fans are appreciative.
Absolutely.
They are up on their feet applauding that penalty.
It's first down at 21 now, back on the 20-yard line. Xavier needs to take it to the 41. They'll try to run their first play of the second half, the first official play from scrimmage. Hand off, Stovey tiptoes his way to the 25, and Bach from behind brought him down at about the 27-yard line. And they'll give him 6 yards on that particular, maybe 7 yards in that particular game. Xavier's backs and Quinn Schulte have been just so patient on their running tonight. And this clock is going to go very, very quickly. And Xavier knows that. They'll take all 25 seconds if they can off the play clock. Same play off tackle left. Stovey. He leans ahead across the 30 and out to the 31-yard line for 4 more. Xavier's only 1 for 1 on third down tries, John, because they haven't had many. They got a 3rd and 10 right here, though.
There's going to be a lot of stats in this game that are not going to bespeak the actual scoreboard that they represent.
3rd and 10, Xavier on the 31-yard line, ball far hash mark. They'll run it out of the eye, one receiver to the right side. And Schulte on the counter again to Stovey, breaks one tackle, can't break a second. Bach brings him down after a gain of about a yard. And it'll be technically a 3 and out for the Xavier offense. First one of the night. First time Xavier's had to punt.
First possession offensively tonight that Xavier did not score a touchdown.
Gabe Lux will come in to punt. He and Casey O'Connell split the punting duties, averaging 31 yards a boot. Low snap. Pressure comes. Just got it away. High but short. Angling to the far side. And will be touched up at about the 49-yard line. Only going to be about a 20-yard kick that time. But Lux got it.
Best starting field position of the night, though, for Xavier's offense, or excuse me, for Solon's offense to come out and set up shop here. And it's time to make something happen.
Yeah, because that clock is moving.
They've got to get some points on the board, but in doing so, they can stop that clock and try and get a toehold back into making this a game.
1st and 10, Spartans. Cam Miller in the shotgun. Miller will send Harris out of the backfield. He'll go slot to the right side. Xavier showing 5, coming with the blitz. Miller back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Caught. Kyle Krizik throws him down. Going to be a loss of a couple back to the 47 on the sack.
Oh, and Solon at the last second before the ball was snapped, Scott, snuck receiver onto the field from the sideline that escaped the notice of the side judge.
Yeah, because that would be illegal participation.
That's correct.
Kyle Krizik, 6'4", 225-pound junior on the sack. Second down and 11 after the loss of a yard. Empty backfield. Miller in the pistol. Back to throw. Miller pressured. Steps up. Caught and is going to go down again. Jacob Hines this time on the sack. Going to be a loss of 4 more back to the 44-yard line. Back-to-back sacks.
4 receivers running patterns. 1 deep. 2 to the sidelines and 1 underneath, and they were all covered up. That was a coverage sack. Great job by the secondary for Xavier. And I don't know why Quinn Schulte is out there, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't have him out there, you said.
I would not have him out there playing defense right now.
3rd down, 15. 7:12, clock rolling, third quarter, 35-0 Xavier. And Solon with a 3rd down and long. 5 receivers, 3 to the right. Here comes the blitz by Herkett. They lob the middle of the field, broken up. Jack Lemke got a paw on it at about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that was the seam pattern to the tight end, trying to get behind the linebackers and in front of the safeties. That's a great call. Ball was just not delivered high enough.
And it will be a punt here. Well, you would think from Solon on 4th and 15, but down 35 to nothing. We'll see. Bach is in there. And dropping back, Stovey and Lux. Xavier's already returned one. Line of scrimmage to 44. No rush. Bach gets it away, and they're going to get it to Lux. Over the shoulder grab at the 11. Coming to the left side. Gets to the 15. Tries to break a tackle and gets to the 19. Better coverage there. Directional kick there by Solon. And 6:08 remaining, and the clock continues to run.
Yeah, but it does not stop on change of possession here as it normally does. So as we're going from one offense to the next, that clock just continues to drain.
Xavier will have it on the 20-yard line. Up 35 to nothing. Stovey out of the backfield. And Schulte will go under center. Drahazel, the lone setback. Down to 8 on the play clock. He'll run that option. And the keeper by Schulte to the 25. A little shake and bake move and gets ahead to about the 29. Boy, he's good at running that option.
He's just a tremendous competitor and athlete. He has been at his brother's and his father's footsteps and since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, and he's watched everything that's gone on, and you can tell by watching his game.
Gain of 9, and it'll be second down and 1. Stovey back to dot the I. Behind Schulte, and he'll get the carry. Off left tackle. Lowers the shoulder, and a flag comes in late. Might be a face mask.
Might be. It was going away from us, but, yeah, the line judge is signaling face masks to.
It's going to be a first down.
It's going to be an automatic for sure.
First down, Xavier on the 5-yard face mask penalty. Stovey went for about a yard. I think he might have had the first down anyway, but definitely has it now. First and 10, Saints at the 35. As the Saints break the huddle here, up 35 to nothing, already down to 4:40 to play here in quarter number 3 with the continuous clock going. Hines flip-flops left to right. They'll run it that way. Stovey, both hands protecting the ball, got captured and dropped. Adam Bach has played a nice game tonight for Solon. Only a gain of about a yard. We'll have the postgame show, the Rainer Door postgame show coming your way at the end of this one. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. Brought to you by Happy Joe's. Second down, long 8. 4 minutes coming up on 4 to play here in the third quarter. Scott and Lux to the left. Offset eye to the left side. They'll send Scott in motion. They'll toss it that way. Stovey turns it up. To at the 40-yard line, spinning his way close to a first down as he gets to the 44. Braden Stovia Jr., he doesn't do anything fancy. He's not the prettiest runner, but he gets it done.
Not the fastest, you're right, but he just is so effective.
Of course, his big brother, Cam Stovey, was a terrific tailback a few years ago.
Yep, until injury took him down.
Yep.
Lost a year, basically. But I'm sure he's enjoying.
He was more of the prototypical running back.
Yes, he was. He had some wheels.
Third down and 1 for Xavier. And the handoff. Second back through. Stovey's got the first down. Gets a couple. Before he was brought down by Gesskemper. And he will go for 2 and a Xavier first down. As. Just a monotonous drive with this clock rolling right now by the Xavier Saints.
Just a rushing attack where you try to get 3 yards, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, and every time you move those chains, it just lets that clock drain even deeper.
52 yards rushing now for Stovey. Again, Jacob Hines will flip-flop, goes from left to right. Out of the eye, they'll run it right side to Stovey. And nothing doing. Hit brought down. As coming in there, Gesskemper makes the first initial hit, and then Linderbaum on the bottom brought him down.
Boy, you can pick out about 3 or 4 other black jersey numbers and say their names, too. It looked like half the defense swarmed on that one.
Well, right now, Solon is not anticipating a pass, and they've got 10 in the box at this point.
I'd be shocked if they see one.
Now, I don't think Xavier's going to pass in the second half. Three receivers off to the left side. Well, as I say that, there it is. There's the out. It's caught. Receiver screened by Lux. Got a block and gets into Solon territory down to the Spartan 49.
That's just to keep you honest.
It's going to go for about five. I think Lux has got a little cramping issue, and he does.
Easy to do in the dome.
Yeah, you've been here plenty of times, John.
Air is very dry, and it's always warmer than you think.
Especially down on the playing surface. And Lux is up, coming off.
That's another reason I think that Quinn Schulte should be given some blows defensively.
Hunter Kula, they're showing him on the big board. He's on crutches now on the sideline. His night is done. He had one carry tonight for Solon and was injured on that carry. Third down, long four from the Spartan 49-yard line. Here's the slant and thrown behind the intended receiver, Jack Scott, incomplete. Clock will continue to run, though, as we're under a minute to play already here in the third quarter.
As expected, Quinn Schulte keeping an eye on that 25-second clock, draining it down on every play as long as he can before he has the ball snapped.
Xavier's going to bring out the punt unit. And they will kick it away. You're going to have to hurry here as we're down to 10 on the play clock. And down to five. Solon will drop twins at about the 15-yard line. Down to one, and they didn't get it off. O'Connell was out there to punt it this time. He's the pooch punter. And delay of game going to be called on Xavier.
And that would be one of the things that can stop the clock.
Momentarily. Well, it will not start again, apparently. Clock will stay at 26 seconds. O'Connell gets a foot into it. End over end, short kick, but it will take a Xavier bounce and go out of bounds. Nice directional kick, and it will go out of bounds. See where they mark it, at about the 17-yard line. And I don't think Solon's going to get a playoff. That's going to take us down to the end of the third quarter. After three, Cedar Rapids Xavier 35, Solon nothing. Back of the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to 3A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The winter sports season is off and running at Xavier. Girls basketball and boys and girls bowling practice kicked off last Monday, while boys basketball and wrestling practice will get underway this coming Monday. The first winter sports game will be Friday, November 17th, when the girls basketball team hosts Davenport Assumption. Join Xavier for the third annual Dancing with the Saints, January 20th at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Center. Dancing with the Saints is an event which supports the students of Xavier High School. 10 Xavier Community Stars will be paired with 10 area dancing professionals. Each couple will compete for your vote in the form of online donations. Tickets for Dancing with the Saints go on sale November 15th. Meet the dancers and coaches at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints. Jeez.
We are back here at the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you. 35-0, the Xavier Saints lead it over the Solon Spartans. Solon had minus 5 Service. Yards so in that third quarter. 149 total yards now for the Spartans, to 320 for the Xavier Saints.
Well, it almost seems counterintuitive that you can go a whole quarter and have one possession and not even get positive yards, but that's what happens when the continuous clock runs and the other side is chewing up first down after first down and doing very little but rushing the ball.
Listen to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym at Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Three turnovers by Solon. A punt return touchdown for Xavier. And the Saints have mainly had their way in this one here tonight. Coming up tomorrow, Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickell. They will be here at the Dome. 3:45 with the pregame or thereabouts for Class 4A semifinal action. Garrett Hartwig and the Iowa City West Trojans, number one in the state, will try to fend off the Bettendorf Bulldogs tomorrow. Best of luck to the Trojans.
Yeah, Bettendorf no stranger to the semifinals and playing in the Dome either.
No, they are not. West trying to get back to the championship game for the second straight year. And then on Saturday morning, the crew, Alex and the crew, back. 9:30, Iowa City Regina against Pella Christian. And that'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up on Saturday morning. Breakfast at the Dome. They've got, hopefully, the breakfast they had over to our right here will not be there still. They'll have some fresh bagels in for the morning. You and I stayed away from the spreads there.
Not our first rodeo.
They've been out a while. Looking a little peaked there at about 8:30.
Marv Cook bringing another son back to the Unidome.
Freshman.
That's right.
He's a big one.
Yeah, he's like 6'3", 6'4". He probably hasn't filled in like dad and brother yet, but he will.
First down for Solon. And Spartans, they want to get something going here. Get something on the board. They're going to send Peyton Bandy out to the near side. A.J. Coons along with Ben Krutzfeld out to the right. They're going to empty the backfield here. Sophomore quarterback Cam Miller. He's had a tough night tonight. 4 out of 12 with a couple of interceptions. And the Xavier front four, they have been all over the sophomore quarterback. On first down, Miller is going to throw the quick out. It's caught by Bach out of the backfield and drug down by the shirt tail by McLean Berger at about the 23-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 6. Just sending Bach out of the backfield. Nice safe pattern that time.
Right back up on the line. They're not wasting any time between plays.
Second down and 4 again. They go empty. Shotgun snap. Miller looking left. Throws that way. Juggled. Coons tries to haul it in. Couldn't do it. Justin Schneider broke it up. And it'll be third down coming up for the Spartans. Not going to diminish what has been a great year for Kevin Miller and the Solon football team. Although this one not in the books as of yet. It's going to take a minor miracle as we go under 11 to play in the ball game. Third down and 4. Miller surveying the field. 5 of the play clock. Calling signals. Back to throw. Going to throw the slant. It is caught right at the markers, and then giving ground was Krutzfeld. And it's going to depend on the spot. I think they're going to say he's about a half a yard short. But they're going to go for it, I would imagine. Krutzfeld with his second catch of the night. Tried to make something out of it. John gave ground a little bit, and that cost him that first down.
Well, now we got some substitutions coming in here for the Solon offense. They Spencer, are going for it.
Yeah, Spencer Wegman will come in.
Boy, still a lot of confusion on what this play is.
Fourth down, and Solon out of the shotgun. And they'll run the read option, and up the middle, Box got the first down. And they'll take it to the 31. That's going to be a pickup of 4 and a Solon first down.
A little pushing and shoving going on off of camera that people can't see, but that's just football. Nobody got hurt and nothing looked too bad.
Mr. Linderbaum was just he's getting his block going. First down at the 31-yard line. Shotgun snap. Back to throw is Miller. Miller. Last time, throws deep slant and a sliding catch. Krutzfeld, did he come up with it? Yes, at the 46-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 15. Nice throw there by young Cam Miller.
Nice cushion given back there, so he had a lot of room to float to some open space.
Top two receivers, Crutzfeld and Coons, are going to be back next year for Cam Miller. He's also going to be back for two more years. Miller to throw, the deep out right side, and it's incomplete. He overthrew Bandy. 9 minutes clock running here in the ballgame. And it's second down and 10 for Solon at the 46-yard line. Still scrapping for Kevin Miller.
Well, they'd sure like to get a few points on the board here for as a moral victory, if nothing else.
Xavier's rushing four, sometimes five, and dropping seven usually. Back to throw, Miller steps up. He's going to run it. Tucks it under, gets to the 50, cuts it back to the 45, to the 40-yard line. Inside the 35, and the scramble takes him down to the Xavier 33 before Lemke brings him down. That's 21 yards.
Nifty running by Cam Miller there.
And he will get the first down, Solon's 10th. Clock down to 8:10 and running. Again, empty backfield. Three receivers left, two to the right. And Miller gets a shotgun snap. Going to throw the out. Caught. Bandy curls back at the 30 and gets down to about the Xavier 25-yard line.
Making the tackle, Quinn Schulte getting up slow.
He's tired.
He's got a little limp. His arms are all bandaged up. I don't understand. Maybe they're trying to get him off, and he just won't come off. Yeah, maybe have to take his helmet away from him or something.
I have to get that big hook. Second down and two. Miller, blitz coming. Miller lobs the middle of the field, has a man out there, and it's caught.
There it is.
Touchdown, Solon. Kendrick Harris from the slot. Pulls in the 24-yard touchdown with 7.5 to play in the game.
And the Solon fans that have remained faithfully up on their feet, applauding, very happy about that as their Solons come off for the PAT.
24-yard touchdown pass from Miller to Harris. Also going to shut down the
clock.
The continuous clock. Extra point try coming up here. Low snap, dug out, and the extra point try by Aiden Dahl is up and good. Solon on the scoreboard. Xavier up 35-7 with 7:30 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Come back with a kickoff right after this. You're listening to semifinal 3A playoff football from KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping, which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors, chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Ryan Geskemper came flying in there with a full head of steam. And Xavier will have it at the 25-yard line. As Xavier up 35-7, they're going to stick with that double tight end look here. As they're going to bring in Jared Brown, a 6'3", 185-pounder, as an extra tight end. Clock stopped now as we're under the 35-point margin. It's 35-7. Now Brown's going to split out to the left side this time. They're going to go twins that way. Out of the eye, straight ahead handoff is Stobie. Breaks one tackle, breaks another, angles right, and gets about four out of it to the 29-yard line. As Linderbaum in there along with Spencer Wegman on the stop for Solon. Clock. 60 yards now for Braden Stobie. 122 yards for Quinn Schulte on the night. They both went, well, check that, 56 for Stovey. They both went over 100 in the Assumption win. Second and six. Using all that play clock. Handoff, same play, opposite side. Stovey going off tackle. Gets about five more to the 34-yard line. Xavier is content to run it. They're content to get four or five on every play.
Well, if you can get four or five on every play, you're just going to keep doing that. There's no doubt. What I hope that the Saints do not do is let Quinn Schulte carry his own number. He doesn't need to take any more hits tonight.
Third and a yard from the 34-yard line. Saints need that stripe of the 35, and Solon's got nine in the box right now. Schulte looks at the play clock under center and got Solon to jump. Linderbaum, he was coming with everything going to try to stop that play, and you can't blame him.
And he wasn't alone either, as Wegman was right there along with him.
First down, and again, just cerebral quarterbacking by Quinn Schulte. Got Solon to jump. Clock continues to run 5:55 to play in the game. First down, Xavier at the 39. Tight eye behind Quinn Schulte. Tight end to the left. Hand off Stovey up the middle, and he gets blanketed there by Cole Flansburgh. Right at the point of attack.
Flansburgh just ate him up. Taking out a little frustration on that tackle.
He's a junior, 6'2", 230-pounder. He'll be back next year. Going to be interesting. Solon was in Xavier's district a couple years ago.
Something tells me those two are going to be kept away from each other, Scott. No matter what the new format is, I can't believe they put Xavier and Solon together.
Well, and we also have to make sure Solon stays 3A with the new alignment. Second down and 10, four-man front. There's that naked pitch again, and Stovey turns the corner. 40, 45, 50. Got a downfield block, but they're going to get a hold, I think, on that block. And we'll see what the penalty flag is about.
Way downfield, Jack Scott blocking a stock block there, trying to spring a few extra yards. It's going to be holding.
Yeah, they're going to get Jack on that hold.
But yes. Now it's not going to be a first down, but the flag's so far downfield.
It's going to be second and about two, maybe three for the 46. As Xavier will return to the huddle. Clock just continues to wind. We'll have the Rainer Door postgame coming up. 4:44 and running. Trips to the right side, out of the eye, and they'll keep it on the ground to Stovey. Just lowers his shoulder and gets close to the first down. Going to depend on the spot, might be about a half a yard shy. As he will go for about three. But again, there's third and one again for Xavier.
They've stayed ahead of the chains here in this second half with Solon's outstanding defense, knowing that they're going to be running the ball, despite the fact.
Solon has given up only 37 points all year. 3.4 is their defensive average. Third down, Schulte turns, hands it to Stovey off the left side. Second effort, got him the first down. Going to go for two, maybe three. They'll mark him at the midfield stripe. Xavier, 4 out of 6 on third down conversions. And another Saint first down. And this is going to take just more time off this clock. And the Xavier student section is chanting, "We want Pella."
So do their players.
I think you can put pretty much everybody under that umbrella. First down for the 50-yard line. Hand off to Stovey. A little stutter move and covers up the ball. Falls forward for about two or three. Wegman on the stop again. And now it is going to be Xavier and Pella. Xavier's done everything that they set out to accomplish in Class 3A with one exception.
Pella.
And that's a team wearing green. who has kept Xavier away from a couple of state championships.
The Dutch have been the thorn in their side, and the way that game last year in the semifinals came down to the last play, I'm telling you, it's the prime motivating factor.
Second down and eight. Stovey bangs off the left side and then pushed back by Bach and company. And, you know, about a yard. There is nobody in the Saint Nation that doesn't want Pella next week. And that's a compliment to the Dutch, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. To be the best. Hey, we watched the 30 for 30 about Ric Flair this week. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
We're going downhill now.
And Pella.
Don't take that conversation any farther, okay?
Pella right now is the man. They won three in a row. Third down. They'll run a little option. Hand off to Hazel, and Joey takes it for a first down for about seven. And that will probably do it as we're coming up on 2 minutes to play in the game. So we're going to get it again, Pella and Xavier. Usually it's not in the final. This is the first final that they're going to meet in because Pella went west this year.
So I ask you, is Pella in the eastern half of the state or the western half?
This year they're in the west.
It depends.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Ball left hash mark. Play clock down to three. Hand off to Stovey. Bangs the left side and brought down after a gain of about a yard. Xavier will go to 12-0. Solon will end their fine season at 11-1. And nothing for the Spartans to hang their heads on. They just ran into a Mack truck tonight. And Dwayne Schulte going to be very, very proud of his Saints. Xavier is going to go into victory formation. As Schulte waiting for the play clock, down to six, down to five. And Schulte will get the snap, and he will take a knee. Xavier scored early and often, and the Saints are going to go back to the championship. And for Xavier, their first trip to the championship, John, since 2013. Back in Class 4A when they went back-to-back in 12 and 13.
That the Joel Lanning year?
12 was Joel Lanning. One more snap will do it. And that will end the ball game. Dominating performance tonight in this battle of unbeatens. Handshakes all around. Dwayne Schulte clapping on the far side. The Xavier Saints with a 35-7 victory tonight over the Solon Spartans. We'll go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. Come back with the Rainer Door postgame show from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls right after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The winter sports season is off and running at Xavier. Girls basketball and boys and girls bowling practice kicked off last Monday, while boys basketball and wrestling practice will get underway this coming Monday. The first winter sports game will be Friday, November 17th, when the girls basketball team hosts Davenport Assumption. Join Xavier for the third annual Dancing with the Saints, January 20th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Center. Dancing with the Saints is an event which supports the students of Xavier High School. 10 Xavier Community Stars will be paired with 10 area dancing professionals. Each couple will compete for your vote in the form of online donations. Tickets for Dancing with the Saints go on sale November 15th. Meet the dancers and coaches at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Welcome back to the Unidome at Cedar Falls as the trophy presentation has been made to the Solon Spartans, as Xavier wins it 35-7 to advance to the state championship. And last time Xavier was there was 2013. First time they're going to go to the championship game on Thursday night as a 3A school, John.
Well, Xavier expects to be in the dome. They expect to be in the championship game. And so this is what they've been preparing for. This is what they think is their right because of the fact that they've worked harder and anything than anybody else that they can say is on their schedule, and they just have to earn everything. That's the thing that Dwayne Schulte puts in their heads. You get what you earn. And if you listen to these Saints talk to the media after games, they're usually pretty guarded in what they talk about. But to a man, they talk about how hard they have worked and how they've tried to listen to their coaches who try and get them to do just their job and mesh everybody, all 11 guys together. And tonight, it was more than 11 guys on the field. They were more than the sum of their parts tonight, Scott.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take a look at the final facts and figures here in the Rainer Door postgame show. Xavier wins it 35-7. They led it 35-0 at halftime. A Quinn Schulte 5-yard run put Xavier up 7-0 after Solon took it down into the Xavier red zone and gave it up on downs. And then Xavier took the lead for good at that point, 7-0. Made it 14-0 on a Braden Stobie 7-yard run. After a turnover, it was 14-0. Then the 55-yard punt return by Braden Stobie to make it 21-0. Quinn Schulte, first of two consecutive touchdowns. He had three on the night. Schulte from 21 yards out. It was 28-0. Minute 53 ahead of halftime. Schulte a 2-yard run on a fourth down play, and that made it 35-0 at the break. Continuous clock was in motion then, and Solon did get on the board at the 7:30 mark of the fourth quarter. Cam Miller to Kendrick Harris on a 24-yard touchdown pass that made the final score 35-7. Total yardage in the ballgame, Xavier 344 yards to 231 for the Solon Spartans. Xavier 202 on the ground, 142 through the air. Quarterback Quinn Schulte tonight, 5 of 7, 142 yards. So big, gaudy per average catches tonight for Xavier. Gabe Lux caught 2 for 44. Braden Stobie caught 2 tonight for a total of 80. And McLean Berger caught 1 for 18 tonight. On the ground, Quinn Schulte, 17 carries, 120 yards, 3 touchdowns. Braden Stobie, 20 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Joey Drahazel, 2 carries for 9. And McLean Berger had 1 carry for 2. Xavier with 15 first downs, penalized 6 times in the ballgame for 40 yards, and they had 2 sacks and 0 turnovers in the ballgame. For Solon, 231 for their total yards tonight. 104 on the ground, 127 through the air. Cam Miller tonight was 9 of 19 unofficially. 127 yards, one touchdown, but two interceptions in the ball game. Three catches for Crutzfeld for 40. Bandy caught two for 39. Bach caught two. And Harris caught two for 43, including one touchdown. On the ground, Kendrick Harris, 14 carries, 87 yards. Five carries for 10 yards for Cam Miller on the night. Solon had 10 first downs, penalized six times as well for 35 yards. He had one sack and three turnovers, which led to... Solon was 2 for 6 on third down tries. Xavier was 5 of 7. That's just absolutely amazing. Solon was 1 out of 2 on fourth down tries in the ball game tonight. And the time of possession, Xavier turned that around. It's a little skewed by the continuous clock. Xavier, 27 minutes and 14 seconds to 20 minutes and 46 seconds as it was held by the Solon Spartans. But 35-7, and in this highly anticipated matchup tonight that we finally got to take a look at, Xavier looked like they had a chip on their shoulder tonight.
They really did. They all played that way, too. They just, as I said earlier in the game, they played angry. They played like they wanted to not only out-hit, out-block, and out-tackle Solon, but out-execute them and just keep bringing it play after play after play. And when you are in a zone like they were in that first half, it doesn't matter how well the opposition plays. There's just nothing they can do about it. And I feel for Solon in that respect. But you can't take away what Xavier brought to this game tonight. It doesn't diminish the fact that that might be a perfect half of play that they had. I know there's no such thing as having a perfect football game or even a perfect quarter, but that's about as close as you can come and as pretty as a coach, in this case Dwayne Schulte, could ever hearken back to and think about having his team execute, Scott. That's as good as it gets.
Execution-wise, it was offense, it was the defense, and it was the special teams. All three facets, we talked about it during the pregame show, and also came down to field position and turnovers, and they were both really slanted towards Xavier tonight.
You know, above all, it was just the effort. They came out and played as though there doesn't matter who was across from them, they were not going to be denied tonight. And when you have 11 hearts beating as one, in this case 75 on the sideline, all the hearts on Xavier's sideline were beating as one tonight. And you can pull off remarkable things when that happens, even against a tremendous Solon team like this.
And for Solon, no need to hang your head, because it was a tremendous year for the Spartans. With that being said, Kevin Miller even mentioned it, I know, talking with Jeff Johnson today in the article. They are going to find out what they need to do to go to the next level. And part of that process, going from a 2A to a 3A school, if they do indeed stay 3A, they saw what they needed to do to get it a little bit better tonight to go forward.
Let's put a few things in perspective to try and salve the sting that Solon is feeling here. When we started out this season, Scott, the KGYM and Gazette poll did not have Solon in the top 10, although I know you had voted for him in the top 10. The cumulative vote did not even have Solon in the top 10. There were people that didn't doubt Solon, but they certainly weren't saying, you know what, this is a team that we expect to be in the semifinals, trying to get a finals spot in the 3A. They flew so under the radar in terms of expectations outside of Johnson County this year that to look at what they accomplished in their two non-district games and then the way that they just steamrolled their district competition, and then to get to this point in the semifinals against this Xavier team. I mean, look at how far they came this season. This was a tremendous season for Solon. And, yeah, it's going to sting for a while. It really is. You know, they're going to watch the game next week in the finals, and they're going to think that they probably had the right to be there, too. It just didn't go their way this year. But they're going to look back in the due course of time, and they're going to say things like, ah, that defense. They're going to say things like, we controlled our district as much as it can be controlled. And they're going to realize what a tremendous season they had. I know it's going to take some time for that, but don't diminish, Solon fans, what your team did for you this year.
Absolutely. And we need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. And I think we got to go with Quinn Schulte tonight.
Guy's a warrior. I mean, you look at him down on the field there, and he didn't come off the field at all in this game. But you look at him down there playing defense in the last possession for Solon, he's limping. He's got his arm all bandaged up on one side. You know he's got a headache from that whiplash he got on the interception that he came down flat on his back and whipped his head against him. I mean, tell you what, the guy is going to be sore and stiff, and he's going to have a headache all day tomorrow. But, man, is he going to have a great memory from this game tonight.
Absolutely. So congratulations to Quinn Schulte. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And we'll be back here, you and I, next Thursday night for Pella and Xavier. And like we said, nobody else in the free world Xavier wants to have in that 3A state championship on the other sideline next week than the Pella Dutch.
You're not going to hear it. But if you had the privy of being inside the locker room,
how many
the cafeteria,
times does that game, that clip, various clips get played this week for Xavier?
And if there's one guy that has some demons that have to be raised from that, it's Quinn Schulte. Quinn Schulte was playing defense on that last pass that went for the touchdown in the end zone against, I can't remember the 6'7 receiver's name.
One of their basketball guys.
One of their basketball. They had two 6'7 receivers last year that you could throw a jump ball to, and they'd go up
and they did.
And they did. And Quinn Schulte came down after not being able to defend that pass, and I don't know if he said it out loud to anybody, but in part he vowed, I'm coming back here next year. We're going to the state finals, and wherever we see Pella, we are going to defeat Pella. Now, he'll never say that publicly, but I promise you he's went to bed thinking that every night for the last 365 days.
And I think a lot of seniors from Xavier's class last year, I should say, they're going to be wanting right there with him. And, again, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Pella's won the last three 3A state championships. They've only lost one game in that span.
That's right.
And that was earlier this year.
And they avenged it in the playoffs.
Dallas Center Grimes. Yeah. And they beat him last week in the quarterfinals.
Well, it's going to be a good matchup. It really is. If Xavier can find a way to harness what they had in the first half tonight, they're going to come out on top. However, a couple of things from watching that game previous to this with Harlan. Yes, Pella's got a very good quarterback. He is not the best quarterback that we've seen them have in the last couple of years. That guy's playing for Iowa right now.
That's correct.
They don't have a couple of 6'7 receivers that are star basketball players. They have good receivers, but they're not 6'7. So there's some things going in Xavier's favor this time around. And the biggest of all of those things, and we saw this play out in game one, is that they've got a ton of guys going both ways, Scott. And it's tough to play 48 minutes against a Xavier team that doesn't have to do that.
Going to be Pella and Xavier for the 3A state championship next Thursday night. We'll be here for you right here on KGYM. And, John, we got a short trip that's going to seem longer in front of us here. But
I don't think it's cold out either.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. But that's going to wrap things up, and we got one more game to do next week.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since we've done a state championship game, so it's good to be back in the finals.
Absolutely, and we got more semifinal action coming your way. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle tomorrow, they will be up here. I think they're going to try to get Todd in as well, as it will be Iowa City West taking on the Bettendorf Bulldogs in 4A semifinal action, and that will be coming up tomorrow afternoon. We're going to have it at 3:45. And we're going to have it on all three of our frequencies on 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. And again, that will be at 3:45, 4A, state semifinal number one. And then coming up on Saturday morning at 9:30, it will be Iowa City Regina, the Regals, in a 1A state semifinal. They'll take on Pella Christian, a rematch of an absolute dandy last year.
Yes.
Down in Iowa City. And you talk about it, wants a little revenge, and that would be Pella Christian. After that game last year. But Regina will try to get back into the state championship game once again as they will take on the Eagles Saturday morning. That'll be at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. All right, John, we'll do her again next week.
Good job tonight, Scott.
That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. Thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters. And a big thanks as well to everybody for tuning in to tonight's semifinal broadcast. For John Haggerty, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Thank you very much for joining us and reminding you of the final score of this Class 3A state semifinal tonight. It was number one, Cedar Rapids Xavier, 35, and number three, Solon, 7. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. A trip to the 4A Championship.